episode of A Week Late is brought to you by FenEntertainment.com, offering the very best in free independent music from the great sunny state of Florida and beyond. Download underground hip-hop, rock, industrial, drum and bass, dubstep, ska, drumstep, jungle, and much, much more. From single tracks to full sets, albums, and remixes, all for free. Plus the latest videos that get you up to speed on all the current tech, art, music, video games, TV, movies, pop culture, and even anime. No ads, no pop-ups, no flashy distraction banners, and it's absolutely free. Never charge for anything. For all this and more information, go to www.fenentertainment.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of A Week Late Podcast. I guess this would be classified as a bonus edition. My name is Darren, a.k.a. Analysis489. Welcome back to all the returning listeners, our growing support for the show. Thank you. And new listeners, this is a midweek episode, a bonus episode, where I review movies that are off the beaten path of normal, I guess you would say. I've been in a documentary mode lately. I've done quite a few, and it's been a while. Especially through the holidays, I'll keep saying it. It's been a while since I've been to the theater, which is why I haven't put out a numbered episode in a while. Normally, the episodes that come out on Sunday are, or over the weekend rather, are mostly movies that I watch at the theater with a friend, a co-host, if you will. But because everybody's schedules are so crazy, I've been doing these midweek episodes, and they're really just supposed to be smaller episodes, chunks, if you will, between the regular ones, but they're kind of all the same in length, actually. But this is the world-renowned, as we say, Week Late Podcast. Everything I review is pretty much late. I'm just now starting to catch up with everything. It's not like I have a lot of downtime, but the downtime I do have, I like to enjoy and catch up on movies and TV, hence the title. So, I was looking through my Netflix queue, again, not sponsored by them. This was a documentary I found, not in my queue, but I have seen it before. It's called Heckler. It's rated R. It runs an hour and 18 minutes long, and it was released in 2007. Reason I chose it, and I wanted to get this kind of out of the way at the beginning. I don't want to get too sentimental, but tonight's episode is dedicated to my little brother, RJ. As of 9 years ago to the day, he's no longer with us. I don't want to get into too many details, but there you go. This episode is dedicated to him. RJ Gravish, for the locals, if anybody knew him, there it is. So this one's for you, brother. The Netflix ratings go from from 1 star to 5 stars. This movie in particular has as close to a 4-star rating as you can get on Netflix. It looks like just the tiniest corner of one of the stars, of the last stars, is not filled in. So I'm guessing it's like a 3.75. I don't know if they do that on Netflix, but clearly. My rating will go from 0 to 5 because I've seen movies that are so terrible that they deserve nothing. So there you have it. I will be reviewing this movie for not necessarily the contents of it, but how it's made. That's usually how the rating systems go. But let me tell you pretty much what this is about. I'll read the description. It goes, "This offbeat documentary explores the often contentious relationship between the comedians performing on stage and the vocal critics in the audience." It looks like, what's his name, Jamie Kennedy is on the cover. Also starring Louis Anderson, Dave Attell, who I've actually seen live, David Cross, and directed by Michael Addis. Oftentimes, documentarists, I think they're, maybe this is going to get edited out. I just made myself sound like an idiot. Documentarianist? Wow, I don't know that word. Oftentimes, directors that make documentaries don't get enough credit because it's a separate, completely separate way of filmmaking. In most cases, I believe it's an art form. I like documentaries a lot. We'll see how this guy stacks up. Very non-knowledgeable about the history of documentary directors. So I really need to learn what that word is because I'm sounding worse not knowing if I'm even saying it right. But that being said, since this movie was released in 2007, Louis Anderson, unfortunately, is no longer with us. So clearly, this was done while he was still alive. And I'm interested to see the other stand-up comedians that show up. Thank you, Cleo. My dog, ladies and gentlemen. All right, she left the room. Apparently, I bore her. So... I hope this is more entertaining to you guys, because the dog just left the room because that was so boring. That's great. So, go watch Heckler if you haven't seen it already. You're going to hear some intermission music, and then I will let you know. I will come back after the intermission to do a countdown spoiler if it's necessary. I watched a movie last week called Visual Acoustics, and there weren't any spoilers in that documentary. So depending on how the director tells the story, there may or may not be one. And then at that point, you can continue to listen if you haven't watched, or go watch it and then come back and listen to the second portion of a week late podcast for Heckler. All right? All right. Okay, welcome back, everybody, to part two for the world-renowned A Week Late podcast. for Heckler. I don't know where to begin. There's a lot going on in this movie. I don't know if there's going to be a spoiler countdown per se. All I want to say is this. If you're a huge comedy fan, specifically stand-up comedians, I'm not talking about romantic comedies, I'm not talking about late night, I'm talking about specifically stand-up comedians, which I'm a huge fan of. This is borderline between great and not so great, which keeps in the theme of the movie itself. First off, I want to rewind a little bit and talk about the dedication that I made in the first part of the podcast. I didn't want to do a review on something that was going to get me down. So I chose a documentary about stand-up comedy. How depressing can it be? Pretty depressing. So, in a lot of ways, the score that I'm about to give this movie represents the idea, I believe, that the filmmaker was trying to portray. That being said, there is in no way, shape, or form, besides what's on the cover, what this movie is actually about. I believe it's very meta what's about to happen, because in the first portion I mentioned that this movie wasn't in my queue, and now I remember why. As a comedian, I don't like Jamie Kennedy. I really haven't. This movie largely revolves around him. First thing out of the gate, you have to know that this is a movie put together by Jamie Kennedy. He didn't direct it, but he may as well have. I believe he was in the editing room when things were put together. He is mentioned at the very end as a producer. We don't know that until the end. Unless you know that Jizzy Productions, and yes, I did say Jizzy, may or may not be owned by Jamie Kennedy. I didn't do the research. I would bet to say that it is. Email me on that if I'm wrong. There are so many great comedians in this documentary. Granted, it's almost 2013. This movie was released in 2007. So, you know, there's, what, like 6 years between then and now. On the Netflix rating, it got as close to a 4 as it possibly could. I don't completely disagree with that. My expectations, which I forgot to talk about in the first half, which doesn't really matter, were sort of middle of the road. In the back of my mind, I knew that I had seen this documentary floating around Netflix earlier. I chose not to watch it because Jamie Kennedy was on the cover. That being said, this movie is exactly what happened when I chose to take this movie out of my queue to not watch it. And going back, I'm glad I did, but it kind of goes along the lines of this being a movie where Jamie Kennedy wanted to get down to why people hate him. And it started out as a documentary about hecklers. Does it end up being something else? Possibly losing focus, maybe. But is it a bad documentary because of that? I don't think so. I think it's a bad documentary because it's dated. Actually, I retract what I just said. It's not a bad documentary at all. What makes it less than perfect, I should say, is how dated it is. It's not a bad documentary at all. At some point, I was just like, oh, shit, this is a movie about Jamie Kennedy bitching on why people don't like him. And a majority of the movie comes across that way, but the part that doesn't, I have such a huge, I don't want to call it pet peeve because I hate that term, about any sort of research whatsoever, just because it follows the theme of the podcast, follows the theme of the show. I'm lazy, I'm broke, and, you know, I just feel like watching a movie and talking about it. I don't have any profound level of hurting anybody's feelings, mostly because I know the people that are listening aren't the people that I'm critiquing. Maybe someday this show will be big enough to where celebrities listen to it. Right now, highly unlikely. Although I will say this. The @FenPromos account on Twitter, if anybody's paying attention, was retweeted by the Earwolf Podcast Comedy Network. And I'm just ecstatic about that. There was a recent video with Scott Aukerman, who was one of the founders of the Earwolf Podcast Network, which has great podcasts like Is This Racist?, Who Charted?, Comedy Bang Bang, which was also a TV show on IFC, I believe, for a season. Maybe they picked it up, I'm not sure, for a second season. But a lot of people that show up on these shows currently are in this movie. Like I said, if you're a big fan of documentaries, if you're a big fan of stand-up comedy, this is a great, great documentary. We get to see people like, believe it or not, a younger, I don't know if 5 or 6 years constitutes a younger David Wayne, but he is huge right now in a lot of web development for comedy and stuff like that. People like Lewis Black, Tom Green, which was funny because he was not listed as a comedian, but he was introduced as an actor. And I thought that was kind of funny in a movie about criticism and hecklers that Tom Green would be listed as an actor and not a comedian. I just find that funny. Leonard Maltin, Doug Benson, Joe Rogan, David Cross from who I mentioned in the first portion of Mr. Show fame, Andy Milonakis, speaking of MTV talent, whatever happened to him? Who else? Bobby Lee from Mad TV, and a lot of other people that you wouldn't have really expected to be in a movie about stand-up comedy. I believe it's just hecklers. There's a point in the movie where, well, I guess before I get into it, I should just get into the rating because I suppose these are spoilers, but I'm not going to do a countdown or anything because, for God's sakes, it's a documentary. So either you're going to watch it or you're not, which I guess is for any other movie, really. That being said, actors, directors, porn stars even, Ron Jeremy and some other whore that was on there. We're talking about, like, critics versus hecklers. I'm sure you can't get heckled during a porn performance, but you can get criticized. Even the porn industry has critics, paid professionals that are given money to watch porn and write an article about how good or bad it was. Maybe I should look into that, because I would love to get paid for doing something like that. Not really. People like Eli Roth, Bill Maher, Devin Faraci now, who I believe is an editor for a huge tech blog online. I can't remember. I believe he was the founder of... what is that? Chud? Chud.com, I believe. I'm not sure. Anyway, Carrie Fisher was also in this movie. Foul mouth, that woman. Of course, she played Princess Leia in the Star Wars movies. On Netflix, this movie got a 3.75. I think I'm going to give it a solid 4. And I'll tell you why. As far as the filmmaking was concerned, pretty good bringing the point across. The editing was good. Not much of a musical score. I just found it interesting how it ended up being a movie about Jamie Kennedy and not hecklers. So it's a little misleading that it was a sort of plight, a personal mission for him to figure out why people hate him, don't like his comedy or him much at all personally. Maybe get into the psyche. I think it was just a personal project of his to get down to the bottom of it. But the way it was, I guess, marketed or presented leaves a little bit of treachery. Not treachery. Well, I guess treachery is a dramatic way to say it. But it just seems self-serving, which is fine. But let it be known as such. Full disclosure at the beginning. Heavy on the Jamie Kennedy, great on the interviews, and also a reason, minus the way it was presented, there are this poor attempt at CG graphics, at computer animation, to explain, let's say, for example, the Michael Richards, people might be more familiar with Kramer from Seinfeld. They touched on that briefly. That was around this time period, how he was being heckled by some black dudes and he dropped the N-word, how that comes from a different place. It did get sort of super real at points, but the CG was just unnecessary, and the computer animation was just so dated. You could just tell. It's just, even to this day, if this documentary were made in 2012 or 2013 coming up, there's no excuse for having CG put into a movie. It was like a PowerPoint presentation on what happens to the comedian's brain when one is heckled, and it was just it didn't need to be there. It actually, well, brought the production value of the movie down, was just not necessary. However much money they spent to get that animation done, I don't know. It was unnecessary. I don't know what to do with it. Maybe pocket it. I don't know. It was interesting to see older comedians, Louis Anderson, I mentioned, who actually had a lot of really funny things to say about hecklers. There is an appearance by Todd Glass, whose line was probably one of the funniest in the whole movie. His whole experience on what happened to a heckler after I believe it was a male, that heckled him at a show, what happened to him afterwards, the epitome of that was just awesome. It kind of paralleled, if you've been listening to the show for a while, it paralleled when Todd Glass sort of ripped me a new asshole for, I can't believe I'm talking about this again, for tweeting out that I didn't like it when he shushed people on his podcast, which, by the way, I've recently sent him an email apologizing, like I said I would, update on the Todd Glass situation. But I found it funny that he was in this movie having such a disdain for hecklers, because what he did to me on his podcast was pretty much what he would do to a heckler in a live, like a stand-up show or a comedy special, which, by the way, Todd Glass's new comedy special is available on Netflix as we speak. So there's that. That's why this movie gets a 4 out of 5. It's not a perfect documentary by any stretch. The way it was delivered as a movie about hecklers and more geared towards Jamie Kennedy as a whole, as a comedian, I think it was maybe a way to get him a little bit further on the line in his career. I respect him more as a human being now than I did before. I have to sort of remember that these people have feelings, but again, unless they listen to this, it's not written anywhere. They're not going to know what I'm saying about them or anybody in a blog in particular. But when it's written speech, it's a little bit easier to find in Google. And even in 2007, with heavy blogging going on, it was interesting to see the progression of technology and what everybody thought about it during the movie as it was happening. Patton Oswalt, Andrew Dice Clay, Nick Swardson. I even saw a brief clip of Jamie Kennedy on a show that's actually coming to an end in the new year on G4, which on the Fen Entertainment site pretty much fuels our tech news, which will cease to exist in the new year. But Kevin Pereira from Attack of the Show and Jamie Kennedy were in this tiny little snippet in the movie. Kevin Pereira still blocks us, I think. And I don't know why. And I just thought it was funny how so many years later, the show is coming to an end. Kevin Pereira has left G4, and he was just this little part of this documentary that back in the day probably nobody knew of or has talked about since. But it's interesting to see that sort of play in pop culture. There was a guy, I believe, in that particular clip that was asking him to apologize for some of the racist stuff that happened in a Jamie Kennedy movie called Malibu's Most Wanted, where he was pretty much, I don't know if I'm just as bad for using wigger as I would be for the N-word, but I guess I can say that. This clip had this host. Apparently Kevin Pereira wasn't host at that point. This was obviously 2007. He was maybe, you know, just an interviewer or somebody like a stagehand or whatever. I'm not sure, production assistant maybe. But this guy was begging Jamie Kennedy to pretty much apologize to the black community for the entire movie of Malibu's Most Wanted. And he sort of lashed out at him and saying, we, as in the black community, because you're not black. So I think at a certain point, people stop becoming... People stop being celebrities, and Jamie Kennedy maybe never learned how to become a celebrity. But one of the good things that saved this movie as a whole was him coming in at the end and actually explaining to people that this movie was about his growth and about his personal acceptance of critics and why they matter and why they exist to either make or break a comedian's career, not in the sense that their column or their editorial on a particular comedian will make or break, but what that comedian chooses to do with that, I think, is what can make or break their own career. So it's really interesting. Go check this out if you really like comedy, if you really like documentaries. This takes the two best things that I love and mashes them up together, which is a running theme in why I've been doing a lot of the documentary reviews as of late. So go check that out. I think I've rambled on long enough about this, but do yourself a favor. Stick around for the end credits. You will see major names that are still around. Russell Peters, Dom Herrera, Daniel Tosh, to name a few. So it's really interesting to go back and see the comedians, some that are around, some that aren't. The alt comedy scene was kind of coming up in that era. Patton Oswalt, Maria Bamford are considered alt comedians, but the whole concept of alt comedy is really another topic all on its own. That being said, I think I'm pretty much done. I wanted to bring up briefly trailers before I sign off and do all my plugs and whatnot. Go check out the new Man of Steel trailer. Just came out today. You can catch the teaser trailer on iTunes. And I believe the new trailer is on YouTube exclusively. I may be wrong about that. iTunes usually gets all the trailers before they come out. But I'm looking forward to that movie. The director, I just forgot. I believe it's Schneider. I may be completely wrong about that. I just caused a blank. Sorry about that. Go check it out. I'm a huge fan of Superman. The original movies, minus a couple. Superman Returns, it is what it is. But I'm really excited for the reboot. Christopher Nolan is producing this movie, and I believe... I can't believe I can't remember his first name, but I believe Schneider is directing the film. And I don't know. I like the teaser trailer. It gave me a little bit more hope, but from what I understand, they're rewriting his origins, and I'm not sure how the trailer fits into action as it does making him more human. So I just fear that there's not going to be any more action in this one than there was in Superman Returns. It just had a lot of him flying around. He wasn't doing any fighting. There was no action. I'm hoping they don't make the same mistake, but that's just what I know. Same guy that did the 300. Why am I blanking on this? Fuck. Anyway, that's it for this episode. Wow, what a terrible way to end. I hope you enjoyed this episode. You can catch me personally on Twitter at the word analysis and the numbers 489. Me personally, I have a lot of projects that I'm doing, especially for FenEntertainment.com, at FEN Promos on Twitter, Facebook.com/FEN Entertainment. You can go to aweeklate.com, at aweeklate on Twitter, and on iTunes for the podcast to download for free and streaming all the time. I never ask you for any money. There will be a donate button on the new version of the site coming soon in 2013. We have a lot of new projects coming up, so if you want to get at me for promotions for the podcast, hit up fans.aweeklate@gmail.com. And for any promotional or music or any of that indie stuff that you want to talk about, hit me up on fenpromos@gmail.com. I think that's it. Thank you guys for listening. Tell your friends, tell your family. Hit us up on facebook.com/aweeklatepodcast. Forgot to plug that. And on Xbox Live under the same analysis 489, leave me a message if you are a listener of the podcast and friend me up on Xbox. I'm more than willing to find new friends to play Assassin's Creed 3 with. We will be coming up with we haven't forgotten about the Assassin's Creed 3 review. I'm waiting for my co-host to get off of his lazy ass for that particular episode, I should say, and finish playing so we can attack the multiplayer and do some critiques on that. So if you want to play Xbox with me, it's the word analysis. It's A-N-A-L-Y-S-I-S and the number is 489 on Xbox. Drop me a message to let me know that you're a listener, and I'll be happy to add you. If you request me and I have no idea why, don't hate me for not adding you back. So there's that. Not sure how many people are still listening, but I'm barely still listening, talking. All right. Thank you very much, and that is it. Go watch a movie. That's all I have to say. I'm out of words. Sorry for the lackluster finish. All right. Cheers. See you next week. Go watch a movie. Happy holidays and all that good stuff. I'm out.
This episode of Week Late is brought to you by FenEntertainment.com, offering the very best in free independent music from the great sunny state of Florida and beyond. Download underground hip-hop, rock, industrial, drum and bass, dubstep, ska, drumstep, jungle, and much, much more. From single tracks to full sets, albums, and remixes, all for free. Plus the latest videos that get you up to speed on all the current tech, art, music, video games, TV, movies, pop culture, and even anime. No ads, no pop-ups, no flashy distraction banners, and it's absolutely free. Never a charge for anything. For all of this and for more information, go to www.fenentertainment.com.